Contract negotiations are still in overtime in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, and the clock just got extended again. KDLL's Jenny Nyman has the story.
Negotiations between the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District and the Teachers and Support Staff Associations concluded 2 days of mediation Tuesday with no agreement on contracts.
The district's closely looking at everything that took place during the mediation and analyzing that and reviewing that.
That's district spokesperson Peggy Irkenef. Negotiations began last February for a contract that was supposed to take effect July 1st, but agreement was not reached by the time school let out for the summer. Talks resumed this fall, but ground again to a halt, resulting in the mediation session. Irkenef said that until there's a new contract, the terms of the previous contract still stand.
Everybody did get their raise this year that would happen through what's already negotiated, and the working conditions are staying the same based on what's already under negotiated agreement.
The details of the mediation session are confidential, but negotiations from the beginning have stuck on two areas of the contract, wages and benefits, particularly health insurance costs. The district's health insurance plan is self-funded, so keeping costs down is always important, but even more so this year given the state of the state's finances.
What we're hearing from legislators and from our governor and looking at what the fiscal reality is, I mean, we're hearing up to a 10% cut to education could happen next year.
Matt Fisher, a teacher at Skyview Middle School and representative for the teachers' union, said he realizes the difficult budgetary position the state is facing, but said that the fiscal gap shouldn't be bridged on the backs of educators.
You're not going to balance the budget on the teachers. It's a bigger issue than that, and I don't know what the answer is. That's the legislature's deal. So if the teachers take a hit here, which we have historically, we say, hey, for the good of the kids, let's get less money. If we do that again, and let's say they do some type of tax, we're going to get hit twice.
Fisher said that the unions are asking for a 2% wage increase to compensate for inflation.
We're not even looking for better. The price of ground beef went up to $5 a pound. If we can't match inflation, we're losing. As a teacher, I don't get to go and negotiate that price down. I've got to pay it to feed my family.
After mediation, there are two options. The negotiating teams can choose to meet again face-to-face or can request to move into advisory arbitration. In Kenai, I'm Jenny Nyman.